How do I explain? It's Wednesday morning, we're in St Leonard's, and here we are in our lovely, our town has plenty bubble of beautiful specialness. And we've got a guest as well from Eastbourne, so we're bringing people in. Everybody, I'd like to raise our glasses, cups, whatever we have, because our town has plenty of fantastic coffee. Musicians.
And coffee.
So this morning, cheers. We are very lucky to have Benoit Villefort.
That's me.
That is him. He's sitting here. And Jared Elks. So, yes, we're talking music today. Fantastic. Gentlemen, this is so exciting. It's so exciting for me, because I'll start this off with being raised on jazz as a child. My mother, it was a background noise constantly. To find you guys in town was an absolute joy.
We're still background noise.
You're not background noise, you're very much background noise.
We get paid to do background noise, a lot of money, in private events. Like you play and they go, rah, 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 rah.
Did you play for the Royal Family?
Yes, twice.
Yeah.
And the Royal Madonna as well.
Well, she's not really royal. But
to some people.
She's the queen of pop, I guess.
Yeah.
And she was very influential in the 80s.
Sure. And the Kremlin.
Yes. And many others.
Wow.
Row one at kids. Well, last week we did the, not last week, was 3 days ago.
Mm.
We did a premiere of a film called Lucas is Red.
Really?
Worldwide broadcast with lots of cameras.
Fantastic. Hollywood.
I don't know who made the film actually. We got it like 2 days before the premiere. So they said, you have to play Italian music. So, okay, yeah, we're Italians. We can do it.
Today we're Italian. Yeah.
We played O Sole Mio. O Sole Mio. And many other things. Arrivederci Roma.
Nice.
So on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So we were lucky, Rack and I were really lucky to get to see you play at the Henry Ward Hall this year.
Yes, that was in May.
Was in May?
Last year.
It was.
Packed.
Yeah.
So packed, people complained because they couldn't get in. So even when you do a good job, they still complain. Yeah. Oh, right?
But we will mention, dear reader, dear listener, dear viewer, that you're back in November. Oh, the cat. Hello, darling.
Yes.
There she comes.
Hi.
Hello.
We are, she's doing continuity.
It's fine. It's all good. No, it's good.
November 22nd. Yeah. If you don't have a ticket, get one.
Get one.
Mm. If you don't know where to get it on my website.
Yeah.
Just type my name on Google. My name is written here. Yeah, Benoit Villefort, and there's lots of stuff.
You'll put all the links in.
A lot, yes.
So, what is it? This darling, does she need anything apart from a hug?
She's a girl. She needs attention.
She needs attention.
Yes.
As do we all.
Yes.
So, you're obviously not an English man, you're a Frenchman.
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Well, I dress sharp and I swear.
So
I'm both French and English.
And you eat fish and chips?
As well, yes. But not mushy peas, thank you.
What's the point of mushy peas? So what brought you here? What brought you to the UK?
When I said that, first I went to America.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I look at all the cameras because God knows where they can.
That's fine.
I didn't like it for many reasons, and then I tried England because I wanted to be a musician.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to go to New York, Los Angeles, or London. That was it.
And you already have Paris.
Paris, no. They only have Daft Punk, that's it.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yes, that's the only thing they have. The rest is, we don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the producer of Daft Punk is married with my cousin.
Really? Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and I don't know, I never met him.
Mm-hmm.
London was the next step for me, and I came here just to try, and I stayed 27 years.
Yeah.
Half of my life, more than half.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come here on holiday just for a little bit, don't do it.
No.
Yeah? You'll be here forever.
And how long have you been here?
27 years.
No, I mean here in
Saint-Léonard. 8.
Yeah. What made you pick here?
Money. Everybody tried to go where there is money. I tried to go where there was none. It was the cheapest place to live.
Yeah.
As a musician, you don't have very much. So if you wanted to have culture, intelligent people, nice people, and a place to live, that was the only place.
Mm.
There was no option. Mm. Brighton, forget it. Bristol, forget it. Oxford, Cambridge, forget it. London, too expensive. Where do you want to go?
Mm.
Right? So,
sure.
Sandy Nuts.
Yeah. Because your wife has a restaurant here too.
Yes, she has.
Arigato.
Arigato, Japanese cuisine.
Ah, no, right.
I used to have a wife, and now we have a restaurant.
She's delightful.
I wake up in the morning and say, where's my wife? She's gone.
Yeah, but you have sushi now.
I go to bed and she's still not here. I say, whoa, where is she? Now you should try the food, it's amazing.
Mm. Yeah, it is amazing.
I even work there sometime, because that's my only chance to see her.
Well, you built it, didn't you?
I built everything, yeah.
Yeah.
I built here as well.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of repaired it.
Mm-hmm.
An Englishman's house is his castle, right?
Sure.
Well, mine was a ruin.
Mm.
So I had to work on it.
So we thank you for restoring yet another lovely building in St. Leonard's.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's good. I mean, the architecture here is amazing.
It is. Mm.
Yes.
Nice and solid.
I'm not going to bother you about architecture. You can do some research. The guys that built the town were the top dogs in 19th century in England.
Yeah, we're going to have a podcast on that soon.
The guy that built this town, I mean the son of Burton, Decimus Burton, his 10th children, because the first one was called John or something, the second one Paul or whatever. And then they gave up, they called them number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Decimus.
Yeah. Decimus, number 10, built the Marble Arch in London.
Yeah.
So, gives you an idea. And we have all the same thing here, cheaper.
Mm.
Yeah.
So your fascination with all things older, stronger, it comes out in your music, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's the same in marriage, right? Older and stronger is the model you want. Isn't it?
Yes, I'll choose you for that.
Yeah.
Come on, let's do it. Yeah, I agree.
Older and stronger, no, I don't know. It's like...
So what attracted you to jazz?
To jazz? Because I wanted to be a rock star when I was young.
Mm.
Like every kid of my generation. Because now they want to be hip-hop artists, right? You can't have hip-hop and artist in the same sentence.
I'm keeping
so, quiet. So, are you a hip-hop guy?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So, we all wanted to be rock stars, and hence I came to England for this, because I was born in 73. All the punks, the new wave, the rock bands, the hard rock, the whatever, it was all here. And I tried for a long time, and I played in some famous bands, and people said, ah, Frenchman can't work. Forget it. You should do your French music, the choo-choo-choo with two fingers. So, okay, I'll do that. I put on a moustache, I bought a suit, I took some photo, and I say, I play the French music. And I got so much work. In 1 month, I had lots of gigs.
Amazing.
And I didn't even have a band, so I thought, okay, I have to have a band. So I called some people I knew and I started a band. Mm. My orchestra was born. That was 2009. The first gig was 1st September 2009.
Wow.
And when did you first pick up a guitar? How old were you when you first started playing?
The first one I bought, I was 17.
Mm-hmm. Did you teach yourself or did you have
Yeah. Everybody was against it.
Oh, really? In your family?
Everyone.
Okay.
Everyone. The whole entourage, everything. Because I come from north of France, so steel industry finished, textile industry finished, heavy industry, shipbuilding, coal mining, all everything finished. So drugs, unemployment, deprivation, alcohol, depression, whatever. So say, I'm going to be a musician, they all thought you're going to die. within a year you'll be that's it, you know.
The romantic view of musicians.
Yes, and yeah. So everybody was against it. This, don't do this. Become a teacher. Do whatever. Go to uni. Do something. Mm-hmm. So eventually, I went to uni, and I studied a lot. Did very well. I gave up playing music after 3 years, and within I don't know. I worked 10 years in the media industry. Mm-hmm. At a high level, and I hated it. And at 30, I gave it all up and thought, I'm going to buy a big amplifier, lots of guitars, and become a rock star.
Yeah.
And everybody was against it again. Mm. And they cried again. And it worked.
Mm. So you were working against that in a way, and then that propelled you.
Yes, yes.
The next level of your music and your practice.
Well, I believe everybody know what they're made for, right?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you do it, you will prosper, and if you don't, you will have lots of problems, disease, and all sorts of things.
You can't suppress that level of this is what I'm going to do. If you do that, you do that at great cost, don't you?
Exactly. Yes.
So, yeah, you've got these tantalizing instruments here. I'm wondering, because Jared very kindly came over from Eastbourne to accompany you.
Shall I introduce him?
I think you should, because we don't know much about Jared.
I played with lots of people. Mm. I've had 180 people in my band over 20 years, almost 17 years. Mm. Lots of guitarists, and they're all moody. Mm. Yeah, the moody. the moody people are the singers, the guitarist, and violin player. Oh my god, you're in for a shock, you know. And once I was at Barnaby, it's a local little
love thing. Barnaby's.
You know it?
Love Barnaby. Yeah. Mm.
It was called Petit Balcon in those days.
Petit Balcon, yeah.
Yeah, balcon in French is what we use for a bra, you know. So I always liked it. Yes, balcony, as you know. So I saw him play. He was playing with a guy called Adrian, and he was going la, 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 just like 20 seconds. Mm. And I thought, wow, this is the guy. This is the real sound of the 30s.
Sure.
Proper Django. He's got the touch. Because gypsy jazz these days is not music. It's like athletics, you know. It's all the people that failed playing heavy metal going instead they do on an acoustic guitar. And it's not what it's about.
No.
It's about this.
It is.
Yeah. And him is the best. So he was in Brighton at the time.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, this is the guy. So I went to talk to him and try to get him to play with me.
Nice.
Mm. So here is the great Jared Elks.
He's amazing. He is. So I will impress on you again the 22nd of November at Henry Ward Hall, which is the best venue, one of the best venues we have. In fact, I think it's the best venue. Mm. Come and see these guys, because they are just... Oh, the cat's moved. Oh, okay. I'm not hurt. the best venue. And acoustically, it's beautiful for what you guys do. And it's just phenomenal. So... are you going to play us a little something to start? Can you play us a little something?
Yeah. It's quite early. It's not even 10 o'clock in the morning.
Is it too early to play?
It's actually very hard to play in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We have to be here. We can't be here for very long, so...
I've got students for a bit.
There we go.
The student can play.
do a nuage or something? The melody?
Okay.
So you wanted to hear some Django Reinhardt. This is one of his most famous.
In F.
In G.
In G, okay. Well, it tells you how much I know my repertoire. Thank you.
this, ladies and gentlemen. That is just so beautiful.
We like this all day, right? So for all the ladies that thought we had no future, well, you missed the boat.
Absolutely. But you are rock stars, don't you?
Kind of.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. We don't drink, though.
You don't smash up hotel rooms.
Well, it's a bit expensive. Yeah.
But you respect the music, which I think is wonderful. You pay homage to some of the best musicians that the world has ever seen. Mm.
Well, that's a long subject. But I mean, like, the music is like food or fast fashion. People buy the latest rubbish. Because they have to produce something and tell you, oh, the old is, forget about that, it's gone, nobody's interested. But some designs are classic designs, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have a, I don't know, a tailored suit or whatever.
Sure.
Your wellies, invented by the Duke of Wellington to go in the mud to play with his friend. So the music is the same. There is good music and there is manufactured rubbish. Yeah. The good music survives time.
It does.
It doesn't matter what it is. Baroque, Bach, Mozart, Stravinsky, Louis Armstrong, Jimi Hendrix, you name it. And some of the modern things have got those qualities. But most of it doesn't. Right? So we play the hits from the era, 20s, 30s, 40s. Which were written by people trained on classical music. So they know harmony, they know how to do things. They are the best writers, the best arrangers, best performers. And even in the immense amount of music that was produced in the days, we only pick a little bit. The most famous songs. There was some rubbish too.
Of course.
Don't worry, but this has disappeared. So we retain the great stuff. It's a bit like... cooking the best deal that is traditionally passed on from your grandma, you know? You might try the fast food, it doesn't work.
No.
Yeah?
No, I totally agree. And you bring it, you really do bring it to life. So, we've talked about some of the people you've played for.
Yes.
What does it feel like doing that for people that, do they really appreciate you?
You mean... The people I played for as artists or the audience?
Wow. Talk about the difference.
Well, when you play for an artist, you do something and they complain. Yeah? It's not as they want it.
Okay.
As they like it. It's kind of like marriage. But not with one person, with like 10 of them. So when you play for an audience, it's different. There are two type of audience. There's the guy that are interested to see you and they know what they want and they're usually the best. And there are the ones which are there by accident, which, you know, they're part of a corporate event or a private party or they just have a date somewhere and they don't know who's on and they're not interested. So these are the most difficult ones. You have to win them over. It's like a fight.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tango almost.
No, like a boxing thing.
Just one romantic.
Right. You have to knock them down so they get your attention. Yeah. And they think like, oh my god, what happened there? Oh, actually, I like it. What is it called? You know, where the people that come to see you, either they know this type of music or they've seen you before, or they've got an interest, so. That is a bit easier.
There's that connection.
Yeah, and we have this in Hastings. It's the best. Like all the events we do here are the best, honestly.
Yeah.
I much prefer to play here than in London.
Yeah. We really appreciate you, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, the piece that you wrote really brought it to life for me. I'm looking forward very much to coming to see you on the 22nd of November. The things that you've written on your profile on Basecamp is so interesting in the way that the engagement with the audiences was back before the pandemic. I think there were some of the things that you described as people going almost crazy in the audience from the music, in reaction to, you know, just being carried away with it. And I feel that happens with the music that you make and that you connect with people in that way, that suddenly they're somewhere else and and you're kind of, it's a fight maybe to begin with, but then it becomes a dance.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't have much time, but we can go into the philosophical and anthropological aspect of music.
Yeah.
Music is linked to the laws of the universe. Mm. It's all about frequencies. You know? Mm-hmm. This is 440 hertz.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the spectrum goes like that, 440 times a second.
Mm-hmm.
And the octaves is double and so on.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing in sound, it's the same thing in light, it's the same thing for physical matter. Absolutely. It's all about frequency.
Yeah.
The whole universe is made about frequency. So if you watch a film or read a book, there are so many layers.
Mm.
First you see, oh, I'm watching something. Oh, it's a film. Oh, it's a film in English. Oh, they speak English. Oh, I know the language. Oh, what do I talk about? Oh, there's a story. I don't know.
Mm.
So there are so many, you have so many layers, like a software where you need to decode before you get to the information.
Sure.
Where the music is instant. It's just a vibration, your brain takes it straight away. So it is the most immediate form of art that can reach people.
Yeah.
You can play something and make them cry, laugh, dance, get crazy, get emotional, do everything on the spot without thinking. Any culture, doesn't matter the language, doesn't matter the level of education, doesn't matter the references, the cultural reference, all of this doesn't matter. If you play properly, you can reach anybody.
Yeah.
But you have to learn to play properly.
You do. Mm-hmm.
There are many laws. Yeah. The laws of the universe, as we just described, which are all mathematical.
Mm-hmm.
And for this, hip-hop artist, you need to learn to play music. Right? You need to learn harmony, you need to learn rhythms, you need to learn all these things.
The minors and the majors, because they affect us, don't they?
Everything.
Every single thing.
All of that. Major chord.
Happy chord.
Happy chord.
Yeah.
Minor chord. Very sad. This very one.
Sad.
Even more sad. And so If you do it properly, you need to spend about 20 years practicing a lot, then you have these abilities to control people.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, very, very, very good.
And translate. Do you ever feel that emotion coming back or coming from you, where I know poets who end up crying on stage because it carries you as much. So as much as you're controlling, it's also, there's a feedback happening, you know.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever been in love with a guy that doesn't care?
Yes.
How do you feel?
Distraught, awful, sad.
Well, imagine you got 500 of them that don't care.
Okay.
So you give,
you're in that scenario.
You give all your energy to those people and nothing comes back. You get depleted.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they like it, they give it to you 500 times.
I don't understand. When we walk into a venue and we see really good musicians playing, and people are talking, I get to the front so I can block them out. People say, "Oh, you always have to go to the front." I said, "Yeah, I don't hear them.
Yeah.
I don't hear them.
Yeah,
you know, these are the people I came to hear." So if somebody's talking, you can always tell when I'm upset because I'm doing this. Back it up. Just a look.
Yeah.
But it's important, I think, that musicians are heard.
Yeah, but that's in England. Sorry to tell you this, guys, but if you go to Italy, it's not like this.
No.
It's very serious.
Yeah.
Everybody listen. In Greece as well.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. It's a cultural thing.
I was going to say it's cultural, isn't it? Because
because
when you play at places like the Roxy, when you play at any of the cafe culture, I mean, Ronnie Scott's is very serious, isn't it? Ronnie
Downstairs, Scott's.
Downstairs.
Upstairs is more like Red Light District.
It's a bit of a party up there.
Yeah. You're a regular there, aren't you?
Yes, I've done it since 2012.
Yeah, which is great.
Every 2 months, packed every time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my first gig with them was upstairs at Ronnie Scott's.
Yeah.
And I remember I went from playing at Barnaby's with my friend Adrian.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I had this gig with Benoit.
Ow.
And he sent me his repertoire and said, "I'll see you there."
Yeah, that says so much about the trust.
Yeah. Well, I've had lots of people, as I told you, 180, most of them like excellent.
Mm.
And they would come and say, "Okay, what do we do?" I say, "I don't know." "Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, blah, 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 blah." I say, "What are we going to play now?" "This one." "Oh." And they have to do it.
Mm.
So...
Yeah. That's the fun of playing with Benoit, is even before we play the first song, Benoit, what are we going to play? And he goes, I don't know. And then he needs to talk to the audience and, yeah, and gauge, yeah, something about the room. Mm-hmm. I don't quite know what it is or how it works. But he's gauging something, and then he says, yeah, we're going to play this, and yeah, in moments we start playing it, and that's kind of how it goes.
Well, that's, yeah, beautiful, isn't it? It's being present.
Yeah, yeah, well, the exactly, whole thing is like conversations, like being in love, I said. Mm. You can't have a prepared plan of what you're going to say to your lover when you meet him. It doesn't work, right?
Be like a bot.
I will say this, and I will take off his button, and after 1 minute I'll put my hands up. No, yeah, doesn't, no, work.
That
would be awful. So you have to go there, engage a little bit, and see what happens.
Yeah, so, but that's the question, isn't it?
Yes.
Music coming from the soul, from the heart, it's very much a very different thing than music coming from the head. It's a different thing.
Absolutely. So there are two types of jazz. We like the pre-war stuff.
Yes.
Which is, started in 1910 with Scott Joplin,
yeah,
and all, mm-hmm, these people, you know,
yeah,
the entertainment,
ragtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people thought that was the music of the devil, yeah, in those days. They wouldn't let their daughter go out to a concert like this. So we started with this, then moved to Louis Armstrong, sure, and Fletcher Anderson, all that stuff in the early 20s, and then Duke Ellington, up to late 40s.
Yeah.
And then the white man came and thought, like, yeah, this is great.
Oh, yes.
And let's intellectualize it a little bit and make it cool, but making it overcomplicated and not fun. Mm. So after bebop,
yeah,
it's a different thing.
It is a different thing.
Before that, it's like fun,
yeah,
great,
speaking,
happy, dancing, sexy.
Sure.
People
almost
sing
illicit
along.
It feels like,
yes,
it's like wrong.
and you have vocals, you have love songs with great lyrics, and,
yeah,
and most of those tunes were written for films, musical,
yeah,
and they're amazing. After that, it's too academic.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's not fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It smooths it out in a way, whereas it always felt like it had lots of rough edges up to the 40s, and then it became much smoother and more.
Well, it was the most popular music in the West, and so it went two ways. The fun people went into R&B, jump, jive, and rock,
yeah,
and roll.
Absolutely.
And the
what that is?
Oh,
highbrow,
not highbrow.
Yeah, went into modern jazz and various things.
Mm. And various geniuses went that way as well.
Oh yeah, brilliant. Mm. The guys are brilliant, but I mean, it's very abstract. It's not.
Mm.
It doesn't have the same function of bringing people together.
No, I don't think it's as joyful. It can. It's more complex. Whereas what you do is it just elicits joy, and it's not always joy. Sometimes it's quite sad, but it has a different energy.
And
it
that's. I think that's okay, and that's kind of missing a lot today, nowadays.
Mm.
An openness to have music make you feel sad,
yeah,
and to gain some enjoyment out of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. From a young age, I've listened to Eva Cassidy. Trust me, I was the only kid in primary school listening to Eva Cassidy.
Yeah, that's heart-wrenching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, have you got something else that you might have?
We want to see you sing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What
do you mean, no? Well, what are you thinking of?
We live in Hastings, so we're going to make a song dedicated to Hastingians.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is it what it's called?
Hastings.
Hastings, is it?
Hastings.
Yeah. What about St. Leonard? St. Leonardus.
St. Leonardo's. That's nice.
For those that don't know, St. Leonard is a saint patron of brigands and alcoholics.
That's so
good.
It's true, right?
It feels right.
Have a look,
yeah,
on the Wikipedia, you will find out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it is the truth.
Yeah.
And there's lots of history here. I'm very interested because I'm a foreigner, so everything's weird.
It's fascinating.
Mm. I've never seen a small town with so much history.
Yeah.
So, a song dedicated to Hastingers and St. Leonardus that the girls will sing along.
Okay.
You can sing along as well in your sofa.
I will try.
Right? Which is called Call the Police.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So,
it's
yeah,
a Nat King Cole number.
Sure.
So your line is Call the Police, hurry, hurry, hurry,
mm-hmm,
call the police, quick, quick, quick.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Sure.
So. I'm calling all cars. I'm calling all cars. Police? Police? Call the police. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Call the police. Quick, quick, quick. Call the police. Hurry, hurry. Cause God has stole my girl from me. And now, you failed.
Yeah.
Yes.
We weren't sure when to come in.
Yes. When did we come in?
At the beginning.
Okay.
Yes. It's not like...
Oh, we join you.
You come at the beginning, hurry, not at
hurry,
the end.
Hurry, hurry. Quick, quick, quick.
Oh, okay.
Right, so.
No, we're going to do it again, yeah? Mm-hmm. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Call police. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Call police. Quick, quick, quick. Call police. Hurry, hurry. Cause God has told my girlfriend.
Keep it to the broadcast version.
Yeah, because sometimes it does make us blush.
I'm amazing. I play behind my head and everything. And if you want to see it, you have to buy a ticket. Mm-hmm. We can't show you everything. This is just a little teaser, right?
It's a little teaser, a moose bush.
Yes.
So you've got some things coming up. So you've got an album.
I've got 14 albums.
You have, but I mean, yeah. You've got a new one. I have several of your albums. So yeah.
Have you? Did you buy them?
I did. I've made you rich. So you've got a new album. Tell us about the new album.
Well, I've got two new albums coming. I hesitate because I do everything myself because we don't have money.
Mm.
So Christmas is coming, and we have played in Eastern Europe. Live on the radio in a massive theater, so that's recorded and I could put it out.
Nice.
That's one possibility. The other one is recording at the Royal Albert Hall, which we did in 2017.
Yeah.
In those days, I was playing every day.
Yeah.
And so the guys recorded the performance and gave it to me, and I thought like, oh, it's not great. There's a mistake there. So it's like, oh, the singing's not good weather. And I've completely forgot it.
Mm.
And I listened to it the other day and I thought, like, this is great.
Yeah.
The band was rocking. Was swinging, sorry. And I thought, what a waste. We should definitely put this out. So maybe I'll do this. It depends how much time I have and if people buy CDs. Buy CDs, by the way. Yeah?
Yeah, no, it's really important.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, so what does the future hold for Benoit and Jared Elf? What is it?
At least we don't know. Mm. I live day by day, hand to mouth. Yeah, how about you?
Hopefully some more great gigs, more good times. I never know what's coming with Benoit.
No.
Last year we suddenly went off to India to play in a palace. Fantastic. So you never know what's around the corner.
Wow. Yeah, they're crazy.
They are crazy.
I mean, there's lots of things happening. Like, we had a crazy time. they decide to clean the floors in the palace just before all the guests arrive with the most toxic product.
Well,
you just die with the fumes. You know? And there are many...
Everything is possible in India.
Everything's possible. Like. Yeah. Just crossing the road is crazy. Is. You got monkeys, tuk-tuk, and it's mental.
It is mental.
But that was a good, interesting thing. After I came back from India, I was so polluted, I had a pneumonia for 5 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that can happen. Yeah. So you're very happy living here?
Yes.
And you're very happy playing for local people who really want to come out and watch?
Yes, we love the people, they're great. What we don't like is southern water. Yeah. Thank you very much.
We're going to do a whole project.
Yes, the pollution in the sea is like that.
It's plenty.
Yes. Yeah, sure. Apparently, the local MP wants to do something about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
no,
we're going to think about it.
Yes.
So, have you got one tiny little bit of music that you can play us out with? So that
is that finished already?
Darling, yeah, this is time.
Oh,
I'm very aware that technical producer is waving his arm frantically.
No. You're not going to edit all the things we said in the microphone?
No, it's all good.
He's the editor.
Okay, you're the editor. Yeah. Well, okay, so
that's a full song.
No, I like to play two songs.
Two songs, that'd be great.
Yes. So you have to go over time and wait for him. The first one is a Musette number.
I love Musette.
So it is what the French used to play on the accordion in the 20s.
Mm. You don't see them now, apparently. Very rare to see a French accordion player in Paris now.
It's finished. You got more of a tradition of that in countries like Romania.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing, playing the buttons.
Sure.
But no, everything's finished. Mm. You think you're going to see people with bicycles and baguettes in France in Camembert? It doesn't exist. It's gone. And if you think people come here, they think that we see well-dressed gentlemen, it's gone.
No, it's
finished.
No.
So all of these are stereotypes which mostly are finished everywhere, but we still do it.
I was going to say, down here we do, because I quite often see really dapper dressers walking through town.
Dapper dresses. I was trying to describe a bowler hat to my son, because they just don't exist. So. You know, and then I was thinking about, anyway, this is off topic.
I think we're more trilbies and Panamas and
fedoras.
Yeah, fedoras here, really. Yeah.
But, I mean, the world is changing fast. One size fits all, and one size fits badly, right? So we try to keep the good stuff.
Tailored.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll play you a Musette. It's a song that is called Indifference.
If we may.
Fifi, come.
If the cat will allow.
She loves music.
She's
that good. I actually practice, and she always stays with me. So if your pussycat loves what you play, it means it's good. It's gonna be a hit.
It is.
Yes. So this is a song called Indifference, featuring him, Jared X, which is a prodigy. I'm going to play the minimum because I'm the boss. Right?
Why do all the hard work?
Yeah, set the stage for the next generation.
Exactly, it's very generous.
And this was written by, what's his name? I can't remember his name. He's a French accordion genius. Anyway. Thank you. I can do the same, over any time.
Gorgeous.
Considering you weren't, you know, morning players, that was incredible. So thank you.
Yeah, if you can't play in the morning, it's impossible.
I think you just disproved that, honestly.
No way.
It's beautiful.
Really lovely.
Beautiful.
Would you, so you want some music, is
yes.
it? I'll play you another Nat King Cole, that is nice. It's called Sweet Lorraine. The cat doesn't like this one. Okay, so let me do some advertising. That's the hot club as well. And this town has plenty.
This town does have plenty. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky, aren't we? Soon you'll be here.
Mm-hmm. I've been told that. Yeah.
We'll bring you over.
Yeah.
So, Nat King Cole, Sweet Lorraine. I think that's the song that put him on the map, mm-hmm. actually. Mm-hmm. 41 or something like this. Mm-hmm. And it's my favorite jazz band. The Nat King Cole Creo is incredible. Mm-hmm. Let me turn the volume up. Right. That's it. Goes to 11.
Le spinal tap.
Yeah. One, two. I just found Charlie and I'm happy as a baby boy with a brand new choo-choo toy, because I meet my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine. She's got a pair which are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Oh, when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's mind. Whoa, whoa. And when I feel that I'm the lucky one, that's going to take it down the aisle. Night I pray that nobody takes her heart away, and I can wait until that lucky day when I meet my sweet Lorraine.
Wow.
We keep it very short, right?
Yeah, but it is. It's, these are all little tasters.
Yes.
So, yeah, so we're really looking forward to your gig coming up.
Yes, and for those of you that want to come, you need to hurry, because the cheap tickets are almost soon gone, so get ready.
Good now.
The expensive tickets are not that expensive, it's the same price as the other one. It's just a, it's just a promotion ploy, right? It's the same price for everybody. Yeah. Student, £15. If people want to come with their kids, they can bring them for free. Sure. If they have nanning problems and all sorts. Mm-hmm. And the ticket is £20 or £25. Sure. Depend. If you subscribe to my music, you get it for £20.
There we go, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, worth doing.
Buy it. Because as we said, we don't know what we're going to do next. Every day I want to give up.
Mm.
So we don't know if we'll play again. So come to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want another song?
You know, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You can tell.
I love women that say I do. That's just my type. You'll get a lot of funny stories as well, but we can't do it on camera.
That happens on the night. Yeah. So just to give people a little bit of a taster.
Yes.
You don't just play music. There are lots of stories interwoven. Mm. Between all the songs, which have us rolling.
Yes, and we look the part as well.
You do.
We just pose like this for a minute, so they all take a good photo, and then the other side.
Can we just run through? So who will be with you? So you got Jared.
On the 22nd? Jared, yes.
Who's on bass? Jack?
The same as last time.
Oh,
Jack is a young prodigy. He's like, I've had lots of bass players. I think he's the best.
He's extraordinary, isn't he?
He's the best of all of them.
Bjorn
Dahlberg, is also a genius, underrated,
yes,
from Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the Swedish want to come here, it tells you a lot about the quality of infrastructure.
He is fantastic. So he'll be on clarinet and sax?
Yes, yeah. He plays piano also.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Mike?
The legend himself, Magic Mike Henry.
Magic Mike.
Which is very old and is still getting better.
Mm.
Like amazing. Most people start to lose their chops on the trumpet when they are about 40.
Yeah.
And he's 70 and he's still
in. He's extraordinary.
Every day blows everybody's mind.
I could feel the roof, because that beautiful auditorium, I could feel the whole sound as he played just reach into those arches. Just phenomenal. Yeah.
Well, for those that don't know him, people call him Magic. He's been touring since he's 16 and he toured all over the world non-stop. Mm. And he still plays every day non-stop. Yeah. Yeah. He played in the Pasadena Roof Orchestra for 16 years. Chris Barber, which was the band that was rocking before the Beatles and so on.
Yeah,
you know, the number one band in the UK. That was the only band ever allowed to play in the Soviet Union.
Wow.
And they were wild, drinking, womanizing, doing all sorts of things. So Chris Barber, 22 years, and then various people with me, I think 7-8 years.
Yeah. Fantastic.
It's amazing. So that's the band. All number one players.
All fantastic musicians. So you got one more and then...
No, that's it. Five piece.
No, no, darling. One more song.
No, I know. Of course. one more song. Yes, one more song. We're going to play a jive number.
Mm.
Which was played by Slim and Slam. Nat King Cole Trio and all sorts of things. Because we do the music we play, but we also play Latin music.
Yes.
We play French songs.
You do.
We play Italian songs. We play Cuban, Russian numbers.
Russian.
All the stuff that was on the radio from 1915 to 1949, more or less. So you have to come.
Mm.
This one is called, it's about selling drugs. And it was called Jive in the day, so it's called Hit That Jive Jack. Jazz is like relationships. The only thing that matters is the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
In between, you just... Right.
Gentlemen, this is just been for me. Oh, what a Wednesday. Incredible. Can we just cheers you?
Yeah, you can.
Just a thank you so much for spending time with us.
Sure.
Thank you.
We like to spend time with you, nice girls.
You're amazing. Mm-hmm. Our town has plenty, and it has plenty more because we've got Benoit living here, and we've got Jared Elks as a neighbour.
Yeah. And I'm doing my best to bring the other guys.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. So, I mean, some are interested in coming to live here.
More.
Mm.
So
yeah,
we will see.
Absolutely.
Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Can I do some promotion?
Okay.
Yes. Like, my name is awful. Benoit the Elephant. Nobody can spell it. Right? I guess it's going to be in the thing down below. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
So, we have 14 albums. They're all on Bandcamp. We don't use Spotify or that because they're crooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the money they make on artists, they give to weapon manufacturers. You don't want this.
No.
Bandcamp, you can get all the music, show it to all your friends. If people don't know the platform, it's the best thing. Like, they actually pay musicians, and there's no advertising.
Mm.
And it's all like community based.
You've
got nice writers, nice artists, it's fantastic. Mm. Go there, benoitvielfond.bandcamp.com, I think it is. And join my mailing list. I don't use social network because it makes a hole in your head,
mm-hmm.
right? It's bad for health, it's bad for economy, it's bad for everything. You don't want to use this. So join the mailing list. You'll be invited to the shows. You get all the new albums. You get lots of funny stories and dirty stories and more stories. And it's worth it. I write all the articles.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're a great blogger.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you are. You're a very good blogger.
Yeah? Do you read it?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, wow, I'm so impressed.
All right, yeah.
So do this. Please follow us. Join the mailing list. Go to the website. Show it to your friends.
Sure.
And we'll be very happy.
Absolutely. All the albums are on there. Everything's on there. You can go in and taste things and try things out, and then you can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you, Benoit.
Thank you,
Jared.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Finished?
Yeah.
So now we can bitch about the industry.